Hello everybody, this is Ray here, doing a gameplay recording. This is my first public recording I've made. Most of the other ones I tried to do didn't really work out, but I think this one will work. Oops, because the game I'm going to be demonstrating is pretty simple. And I need to stop doing that. Throughout this recording, you're going to hear me coming in, like, cutting into the main gameplay to explain something more clearly that I didn't explain very well in the gameplay recording. So I hope you don't mind that too much. Anyway, the game I'm going to be playing today is called Zompocalypse. It is a concept demo by Elworks, and it's actually pretty good. So it's a side-scrolling beat-em-up type of game. I'm not very familiar at all with mainstream games, so I can't tell you what to compare it to. It's kind of like Q9 from Blast Bay or even Super Liam, so that'll help you get an idea of what it's like. And I'm going to start the game and describe the game to you.
Welcome to Zompocalypse. Please choose an option.
Okay, we're in the main menu. It's using Microsoft Anna because that's the only sappy voice I have that will work with everything. I wonder if he'll replace it with real voices. You never know. Anyway, we're in the main menu, and up and down arrows.
Play Zompocalypse.
Play Zompocalypse, which is totally pronounced wrong.
Exit the game.
And exit the game. Of course, that's self-explanatory.
Play Zompocalypse.
Now I'm going to press enter on play Zompocalypse. But I'm going to describe the game too, because you have to complete this game quickly in order to do well. And that means I have to explain it first. So in this game, you are going through a side-scrolling level. So you're going left and right, and you're shooting or killing zombies with different weapons. And the whole object is, there are several different areas in this concept demo. I bet there will be more in the game. But each area has several levels in it, which will have certain numbers of zombies. Once you kill all the zombies in that level, you will hear your go sign dinging, and you have to run up to that, and it'll take you to the next level. After you complete all the levels in that area, you'll have completed that area, and you can go to the Z-Mart, which is a store of places you can buy health and ammunition and more weapons there. So, I'm going to start the game. There's no introduction. You'll just be taken to the first area, which is your backyard. And basically, the storyline behind this is so corny that I can sum it up really quickly. Basically, no one believed there was ever going to be a zombie apocalypse, that everyone just sort of talked about it, you know, thought it was cool. Except one day, news reports came in of a zombie apocalypse, reporter was eaten live on TV by a zombie, and you were thinking, nothing. Until zombies showed up in your backyard and started going through your trash. And you decided, I don't want to be a zombie, so out you go. This is where the game begins. You're in your backyard. And so we start the game.
Backyard.
Okay, here we are. There's a zombie on my right. I'm going to press the right arrow. And here he comes. I'm going to press the control key rapidly. There we go. And I'm using my rake to disfigure him. There's my go sign, so I'm walking up to it. And now I'm on the next level. And there are more zombies. Oh, and I hear one on the left. There's music in the background, but I've turned it down so that you can barely hear it. So here is, there's one coming at me from the left, and there's one on the right, and there's another one on the left, and on the right, and on the left. Whoa. I think you lose points if you miss. I don't know. Okay, so now the zombies are going to start to hide in the garbage. So, you won't know where they're at until they jump out. So, walking up to the go sign. Next level. And there's... Whoa. So if you want to check your health, you press... H.
9 HP.
9 hit points. And this should be the last level of this area.
Time bonus. 80.
Ooh.
Welcome to the mark. Use your up and down arrows. Handgun health.
Alright, I'm just
one
gonna...
1 for 50 shotgun health. 1 for 50 points.
Okay. I have some explaining to do. So now we're in the Z-Mart. And sorry for that. I keep pumping the mic. This is, as I said, where you can buy health and ammo and weapons. Now, something I was a little confused about, I didn't explain this in the gameplay recording too well, so I'm kind of redoing this part. When you finish an area, like the backyard, you will have 15 hit points, regardless of what you finished with. So if you finished with 2 or 3 hit points, you'll go back up to 15. You'll have 15 hit points already when going into the Z-Mart, which is kind of cool. Problem is, if you bought some hit points at the Z-Mart and you ended your area with over 15, you'd still be back at 15 anyway. So the thing that you have to remember with this is you start out at 15 regardless. So make sure you buy loads of health only for the levels that you need it on. Don't just buy an extra health here or there just because you think you can save it, because you can't save your hit points. Doesn't work that way. So you can check how many points you have with the letter P.
134 points.
And that's kind of bad, but, well, it's okay. You basically pay for these things in the shop with the points that you score in the levels. So you could actually save points, or you can buy stuff now. I'm actually going to buy the machine gun.
Handgun, machine gun. 100 points.
And you press the right arrow.
Machine gun purchase.
And now we have...
34 points.
34 points.
Machine gun ammo. 35 points.
Okay, 30 for 25 points. That is perfect.
30 machine gun ammo.
Okay, so now we have...
9 points.
9 points. Which isn't going to get me anything else. So... just to give you an idea of the other things we could buy in here.
Shotgun. 250 points. Shotgun shells. 10 for 30 points.
The machine gun is meant for, you know, general machine gun usage. I mean, it's not very powerful, but it fires so fast that it can get a lot of dirtier work done if you're far enough away that you have some time to dispose of the enemy. And the shotgun is pretty good, but I'm not going to get it just yet. I might not even get it at all, so I'm going to escape out of here and we're going to the next area.
Town Square.
Town Square. So now you're still using the rake, and a new creature gets introduced. That one on the left that was running around. The stuff that... here's another one. I was not doing that well. In the first level, you got introduced to the regular zombies. Now you have to deal with... now you have to deal with zombie dogs. Zombie canines. And these levels will get harder. Let's see.
11 HP.
I'm not too bad. Just walking forward, trying to get ahead of the game a little bit. Ooh. There's the dogs. And they are really fast. And they do hit pretty hard. Whoa. I really did not did not do that well. They hit, they're really fast, and they hit pretty hard, but they don't take that much to kill. I bet you lose points if you miss. I don't know. Oh. There must be another bad guy over here that I missed.
Time bonus 46. Welcome to Z-Mart. Use your up and down arrows to select an item. Handgun ammo.
Okay,
10 for 20 points.
If you press the... Let me explain some weapons. You can switch weapons with the numbers 1 through 4. 1 is the rake, which is what I've been using. 2 is the handgun, which is like a little pistol-type weapon. It's not... I mean, it's a little better than the rake, but it's not as good as the machine gun or the shotgun, which you can switch to with 3 and 4 if you've bought them from the Z-Mart. So, I have the 9 points from the backyard that I've left. Now I have the town square points, which were added onto that, so
153 points
leaves me with 153 points, which is not a lot. What I'm going to do is escape out of the Z-Mart like I would normally, except I'm not going to buy anything.
Graveyard.
So... There's a new enemy introduced in the graveyard. It is a zombie bird. Whoa. Sounds like he's jumping out of a tombstone or something. Or maybe he's jumping out of a grave, I don't know. Kinda like it. Oh, that's easy. See, they only need one hit, the birds, but they're pretty fast. And I think they can hit you pretty hard, too. Trying to get a good time bonus here. There we go.
10 HP.
Yay.
Time bonus 70. Welcome to Z-Mart.
Okay.
Use your up and down arrows to select an item. Use right and handgun ammo. Help. 1 for 50 points.
Alright, let's see what we got here.
339 points.
339 points. So we have enough points to get the shotgun.
Shotgun. 250 points. Shotgun purchase.
Press the left right arrow to select it.
Shotgun shells. 10 for 30 points.
Alright, 10 for 30 points. I'm going to, since I have...
89 points.
Oh. I could get three packs of 10 shells, except that would be 90 points, and I have 89. God. Okay. Well, that's okay. I'm going to press the right arrow.
10 shotgun shells.
10.
20 shotgun shells.
20. And that's all I can afford. Now, I'm going to escape so that I purchase what I've bought, and we will be introduced to a boss level. And I will tell you about him now, because I won't have time to. The boss is pretty similar to the graveyard, except you start out with a few levels of just regular zombies, and then you'll be introduced to the boss. He moves around and attacks. He actually hits pretty hard, and you can't really avoid his attacks. You just gotta kind of stay out of his way and fire a few shots, like, from long range, from maybe your shotgun or one of your guns. That's the best way to do it, although you can do it with a rake or a more primitive short-range weapon, and you will get more points for it, because you do get more points for using the rake versus your other weapon. So, pressing escape, the zombie birds, which you will be meeting in the next level, you can only hit them when you're in the air. So to jump, you press the up arrow while you use your weapon, and obviously you will go back to the ground in a short time, so you have to time it properly, kind of like the bats in Q9, if you remember those.
Graveyard boss.
And here are some more bad guys. More zombies. There we go. And there's the boss. There we go. He's really... Oops, I fired in the wrong direction. And he killed me.
Graveyard boss.
Okay. Now I gotta... I am not very good at this game. Oh, still 15. Oh, there's the boss. Turn the music down, it's too loud. Here he comes. I like the music, it's just the background sounds are loud enough that the music would be too loud. Come on, shoot him. Shooting with the shotgun.
H7HP.
Oh boy, he is powerful. See if I can kill him this time. There he goes.
Time bonus 112.
Wow.
Welcome to Zompocalypse.
Okay.
Please choose an option.
That is one way to play the game. Which, it works if you're good enough to do it that way. You can also play the game, you know, with a different strategy. Get more health with your points. In fact, I'm going to try that. I'm going to go through the whole game, and I'm going to save my points until the very end and get a bunch of health. And we'll see how I do with just the rake and the handgun.
Welcome to Z-Mark. Use your up and down arrow. Health. 1 for 50 points.
Okay. Due to the magic of audio editing technology, I am in the Z-Mart after the level, or after the graveyard level, and I have not bought anything from here yet. I've been saving my points and trying to get a high score, and now I have
654 points.
654 points, which is enough to buy me 13 hit points. So, I am now at 15 hit points to start the boss with, as I have said before. So I can buy 13 hit points along with that, so I'll be left with 28 hit points, which is quite a lot for
health.
This game.
28 HP.
Alright, so there we are at 28, and we're going to fight the boss. I'm going to use my handgun for the 10 shots or so that it has, I don't remember how many, and see if that'll do him in, and we'll see what happens.
Graveyard boss.
And we're already off to a bad start. And the boss should be coming up right there. Here he is. 10 ammo. Come on. Come here. And I don't see myself. Alright.
Time bonus 119.
I actually got a higher time bonus.
Welcome to Zompocalypse. Please play Zompo. Exit the game.
So that was coming close. I cheated because some people can do it with just the rake alone, and I wasn't brave enough, so I decided I'll use the handgun. But anyway, that was Zompocalypse. I'll try to do a gameplay when the game is released. We'll have to see what happens with that. And I hope you like the game or the concept demo. And I will talk to you guys later, I guess. Who knows what I'll play next? I really don't know yet. So, I'll see you later.